Our final segment here with Farmer Greg, and if this is the first time you've caught Farmer Greg on our program, or you're new to the program in general, he's got a pretty big goal of teaching Arizona residents to grow their own food. We've seen supply chain disruption like no other this last couple of years.
Right.
We're very blessed that it hasn't affected a lot of our food supply, but, should something happen, shelves empty quick. We've all seen that. What would you do? Well, go to your backyard, pick a couple apples.
Yeah, figure out how to grow our own, man. So there's several. Go ahead.
And the trucking and farming industries are both great industries, but when we don't have to truck in food from hundreds of miles away as well, it makes us that much more resilient out here in the desert.
Amen to that. And that is something we so need to be doing.
And so that's what we're talking about here today, growing your own. And we've been talking about fruit trees, and you've got a couple factors for success. We've gone through a couple as it relates to the soil and the planting, but you've got a couple more here on selection, making sure you're picking the right ones.
Right. So first of all, if you're interested in getting absolutely a tree that works here in the low desert, just check out our program at fruittrees.org. We only bring in fruit trees that will work, that will thrive, and that will make fruit here. But if you're out and about and looking to buy some fruit trees, you're someplace, these are the three things that you need to know. And we already mentioned two of them actually. But number one is deciduous trees need to be low chill. We get about 300 hours of chill. And I recently saw a picture from one of the big box stores. It was a peach tree tag. When I looked the tree up, because I didn't recognize the variety, when I looked the tree up, it required 700 hours of chill. And that was for sale here in Phoenix. Chill is anything under 39 degrees, and we get about 300 hours. If you're planting that tree with 700 hours of chill, it will never make fruit. And I learned the hard way. It used to be called Price Club. And in 1990, I was at Price Club, and we bought a peach tree. And 20 years later, I took it out because it had never made a peach because it was the wrong tree for here. So chill hours is something really important.
And that's a good point. It's not to say the tree won't grow. It may grow and do fine. It's just not going to produce.
Exactly. Number two thing is make sure it's on the right rootstock. And we've vetted all the rootstocks in our program. And number three is make sure that you get the fruit off of the tree by the beginning of July. Otherwise, it's just too hot for it.
I want to say one more thing about the chill hours. A big problem with that is they just haven't figured out Western states, where a lot of America's farming is. From one side of Iowa to the next, you may have an elevation change of 3 inches. You've got these rolling plains that go on for miles. They can't grasp the concept of 6,000 feet elevation change in a 200-mile stretch. So yeah, they've got the Southwest or the West as one zone. In reality, they need to have a bunch of different micro zones for the mountain climates and the desert floors, such extreme elevation changes, and they just haven't figured out how to deliver to box stores. They can't think, okay, this one needs to go to Flagstaff and this one needs to go to Phoenix. It's just one big zone. So it's not that they're intentionally doing that.
Maybe. I was at a big box store a few years ago, and I looked at the tree there, and I said to the guy standing there, I said, this is never going to make fruit here. And he says, yeah, we know. That's for people to take the Flagstaff. So I want to touch on one other thing really quickly that's important. And that's the difference between light and heat. So people often ask me, full sun? But they're missing the heat part. Really, is it full light? Yes, for fruit trees. Is it full heat? No. So what we're starting to coach people to do is plant your tree in the 6-6 basin. In the basin, I'm going to want you to plant either sweet potatoes. You get organic sweet potatoes at the grocery store, or cowpeas. We give away cowpeas with our fruit tree program every year. And they grow and shade the ground, just like you're going to shade your house with a tree to keep it cooler. By planting sweet potatoes and cowpeas around the base, we're shading the ground. That's going to keep it that much cooler. It's a green cover crop that way. And then the third thing that I want people to do is wrap the trunk. People have been known to paint the trunk as well. You can paint the trunk. I'm not a big fan of putting paint on trees. But if you just use a tree wrap to wrap the trunk, those three things are going to cool down the space that you're growing your trees in, probably enough, even if you have a really hot microclimate, probably that's going to do it enough so that your trees are going to thrive.
And when you're wrapping your tree, is that just like a burlap cloth loosely draped around it?
Yep. And you never want to put a wire around the tree. Just, you know, burlap cloth. We sell tree wrap. It's just a white cloth thing that goes around it that eventually, as the tree grows, it just grows off, you know, it breaks down off of the tree.
Yeah, I use tree wrap on my ficus because it has some damage, but I take it off during the winter because there's not a lot of heat and it loves it.
There you go. So we're wrapping up our 2021 fruit tree program. People ordered trees in the fall, and we'll be open this weekend, next weekend, and the following weekend. You can find out more information at fruittrees.org. We do have classes for people to take that are recorded if you want to learn how to grow fruit trees. And we have extra fruit trees if you're interested in peaches or apricots or apples, grapes, berries, mulberries. We have extras of all those. We always bring in extras every.
And you can find Farmer Greg at urbanfarm.org. And we'll look forward to talking to you next month talking backyard livestock. Thanks, Farmer Greg.
Thank you. Always love being here.